2012 was a good year for Central Florida. By one measure, employment was up 21,000 in Orlando, leading the state. Employment rebounded even in Melbourne, Palm Bay after the closing of the shuttle program. They posted a gain of 2,100 jobs, so that was pretty good. Daytona was a little weaker, lost a few jobs. But overall, Central Florida had a good year. Housing markets are coming back strongly, and we're poised for a very good 2013, I believe.
There are a number of new projects underway, a number of new transportation projects, notably.
Yes, and these will really position our economy for strength in 2013. First, All Aboard Florida, which is a proposed rail line between Miami and Orlando, has gained approval. They're negotiating their right-of-way. That's by Florida East Coast Railway. SunRail broke ground, so that project will open in 2014. Construction on the Mekiva Parkway finally got underway in November. The I-4 reconstruction is underway. Nemours Hospital opened. That's a really big milestone.
That's major. In fact, there are a number of projects in the Lake Nona, the Medical City area, that are taking off.
Sure. The Veterans Administration Hospital is under construction, so that's going to be a major factor in Orlando's economy going forward. Walt Disney World opened the new Fantasyland, completely reconstructed that attraction, and that has a very substantial effect. When we open new attractions in our community like Harry Potter, we get a big increase in tourism, and Fantasyland is likely to do the same thing, give us a big bump in visitors for 2013.
Well, how does the opening of something like Fantasyland, which is just part of Walt Disney World, how does that compare to opening a new theme park or a big attraction like Harry Potter?
Well, Fantasyland is like opening a whole theme park. It's the size of a whole theme park. Harry Potter was one major addition to a theme park. Harry Potter had a tremendous increase in tourism. I don't think Fantasyland will have that large an increase, but it will have a significant increase if history's any guide.
Several airlines have recently inaugurated new service to the Caribbean and to Central and South America. Is that going to boost tourism?
Yes, it does. It increases access, and when we get that increased access, we get a lot more visitors coming from those areas. So that increase in transportation connectivity is very important.
Well, you know, Hank, we've talked so much in the past couple of years about job losses along the Space Coast due to the shuttle program closing down. But the latest figures out last week from the state show the Melbourne-Palm Bay region gaining more than 2,000 jobs over the year. Are there more new projects in the works for that area in the year ahead?
Yes, this is a big deal. Harris Corporation broke ground on its new High Technology Engineering Center. It's a $100 million facility. It encompasses 450,000 square feet. And it's part of a broader modernization program to foster engineering innovation at the company. And they're going to bring and consolidate their operations. They should have over 1,500 employees over the next few years.
All right. So overall, 2012, not a bad year.
2012 was a good year, and it also positioned us for a great 2013, Tom.